We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Lee with Richard Louvre, who is in town today, as a matter of fact, over at Majors & Quinn Booksellers at 7 o'clock tonight, talking about a number of his works. Last Child in the Woods, you may be very familiar with, which was part of the inspiration for this movement to connect kids and nature. And he sold a lot of those books, and he's become an expert on improving our mental and physical health through our relationship in the natural world. And Richard, thanks for taking the time. Good to have you here. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
When people can stop by, you're going to be signing some books tonight.
That's right. I don't know if I pronounced this right. At Majors and Quinn.
Yes.
Bookstore on Hennepin.
You know, let's chat a bit about the premise here, because it is fascinating, especially in this state of Minnesota where we value our natural resources and just being outdoors, even when it gets cold and snowy. That's just part of the deal here. You learn to embrace it. But let's talk about the gist of Last Child in the Woods first, if for folks who may not be familiar with it.
Well, Last Child in the Woods talked about what I called nature deficit disorder, which is the disconnect between younger generations and the natural world, but also the rest of us. And that led to a movement, actually, in the United States and beyond to connect kids to nature. And certainly Minneapolis is one of the leaders in that.
And now you have one called Our Wild Calling. What have you written about in there?
That's about our specific connection to other animals, both our pets, but also wild animals. And the benefits of that. There's been a lot of studies about the benefits of dogs to people that make us healthier, and as well as our other pets. But there's been very little research on how the wildlife around us affects us. And that's going to be more and more important to know about, because cities like Minneapolis, as you know, have more and more wild animals in them. And that can go two ways. Either we can choose to exterminate the animals in our cities, which I don't think many of us want to do, or we can figure out how to coexist with them. And that's not going to be easy, but it will be good for us and good for them if we do it right.
Yeah, because that's a blurred line, isn't it, between domestic and wild?
It is. Yeah, I have a chapter in the book, Our Wild Calling, called The Betweens, about these animals that are all around us. And sometimes we change them, and sometimes they change us. But I think that connecting with them on a much deeper level, not only in cities but outside of cities, I think is one of the next steps of the environmental movement, one of the next steps of the Children in Nature movement. We're only now realizing, because there's now so much science about their intelligence and their emotions, that we have an opportunity to have a better life. If we notice, if we pay attention to these animals that are all around us.
Yeah, spiritually as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And there are chapters about that in the book as well.
Let me ask you, though, about the idea of this proposal to set aside half of the planet for nature and wildlife.
That was made some time ago by other folks. I write about it in Our Wild Calling. E.O. Wilson has a book called Half-Life. Half Earth, about that idea. And it's not literally half the Earth. Like, it's not like the Northern Hemisphere, set that aside. It's here and there, adding up to hopefully as much wildland as we can preserve. That doesn't mean that people won't necessarily live in that wildland, but they'll need to live more carefully.
Can dogs actually teach children ethical behavior, Richard?
Well, mine did. I have a chapter about my dog, Banner, as a collie. I spent much of my boyhood in the woods with him. My parents didn't know where I was, but my dog did. And I always had the feeling that he was teaching me some ethics, even then when I was a kid. When I was researching this question, one animal behavioralist said, "You're crazy. That's just anthropomorphizing." But as I looked into it, there's some German research that actually suggests that while we may have domesticated some gray wolves that led to dogs, gray wolves, in a sense, domesticated us. We may have followed them as they hunted and learned cooperation and learned how to teamwork better than we were doing at the time in our ancient incarnation. And they may have taught us how to have better families by watching them. And there's some research that suggests that. And that research uses the word ethics. And I do think that my dog Banner taught me some ethics at a time I needed to learn those.
I think all of us who may have grown up with a dog or can kind of relate right now to what you're saying. What people can do today is go to Majors & Quinn Booksellers. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Richard will be there, and that would be a nice opportunity for you to talk to this acclaimed author about this, and you'll be in town over the course of the weekend. Richard, good luck with the new writing, and great to have you on the show this morning. Thank you.
Thanks. Could I add that there's a fundraiser for the Children of Nature Network, which is a nonprofit that grew out of Last Child, and you can get tickets at 646-498-1107.
Oh, great. When is that?
I should have said that. It's tomorrow night.
Okay, so that'll be a Friday night, and then Thursday night you'll sign the books.
Okay. Tonight I sign the books, and tomorrow is the fundraiser.
Okay, Richard, thanks a million. And you can go to childrenofnature.org, too, folks, if you'd like. I appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thanks very much.
Richard Louv, author of Last Child in the Woods, you might recall that. Now with a new writing, he's actually got about 10 books, but this new one is called Our Wild Calling. And if that intrigues you, get over there tonight. It'll be fascinating. It is, or tomorrow, for that matter. Again, childrenofnature.org. Traffic and weather up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.